As we get set for the cadets final, got one card off at the top of the hill. Hopefully he'll get a chance to rejoin before we get a racing underway. So Kent Passion is the nine card on the pole. Three straight wins. Zach Bates out of position number two. They're picking up the pace now. Expecting a start. Certainly Danny Jarks has been happy to let him go quickly here, and it seems the case once again. Yes. Oh, great start from Sebastian Ruiz. He'll lead them into turn number one. No, well, didn't quite make the lead, but he got very close. Fiz Aeon is your race leader. Now, Sebastian Ruiz, who's running in Cadet 9s, and Fiz Aeon in Cadet 12s, it was a huge hole shot off that start for Ruiz, who was coming out of, what, about position number 6, I guess. So he sits in second place now as he works his way through the pit turn. Zach Bates is back there in third place. Further back, we go to the card of Jackson Fraser in the 23. Darcy Boulding's in the 15. Then it's Lachlan Campbell, Hamish Fitzsimmons, Bryant, Hart rounding out the running order. So Zach Bates sets the fastest lap of the race, a 36.215. But Kent Fiazion is your race leader. Sebastian Ruiz back there in second position. He's leading his class, but he is sort of the fish out of water here, because Zach Bates in the Cadet 12, you would expect that cart would have a little bit more power than Ruiz's cart. So you'll see that cart close right up at the end of the straight, but because he can't make the pass, he loses a lot of ground, because the Ruiz cart tops out a lot earlier than what the Cadet 12 cart will. So the run down the hill now, and Bates is trying to make a run into the dip, but still not able to do so. Behind Bates is Fraser. That is a battle not only for position, but for class second place. So as Kent is on, a 36.022. Now, just trying to see in the paperwork here where his lap time was in heat number one, because he had a absolute blinding first heat. He did a 35.918 in heat number one today. He's already in the 36 zeros. And that is an extremely quick lap for these youngsters, all under the age of 12. In fact, some of them 9 years or younger, as we see with the 28 card of Sebastian Ruiz. So Ruiz with three class wins today. Darcy Boulding, 2 second places in a DNF. Brady Bryant, a third second in a DNF. And Josh Hart, a fourth and two-thirds. He's in the 07 for Kent Fiazion. There was a second and two wins. Zach Bates taking the win in heat one. And then a two-third place finishes. Lachlan Campbell sitting back there in fourth place, Lachlan Campbell fitting in fifth place currently, had a third, second and a fourth, with Jackson Fraser, 2 fourth place finishes and a second. So as the leader in Fiazion out in front, another 36.0, his last lap, this lap a 36.1. So Ruiz in second position. His lap times are 36.6. Last lap, his best of 36.4. And unfortunately for Zach Bates and also Jackson Fraser, who have both done 36.2s, they are unable to get past Sebastian Ruiz, who is just putting his car in exactly the right spot at the right time. So, Zach Bates not able in the 24 car to make a move on the 28. And Jackson Fraser, well, he's also in that frustrating position that he can't see an opening to make a move on Bates at the same time. So you'll lead us through the dip. Kent Fairzeon. This is Bates' best chance so far. I think he's the closest he's been within a card length, but he still just runs single file as they work their way through turn 13 and up the start-finish straight. So the race leader, Fairzeon, a 36.005. A great lap for these mini rock engines. Ruiz still in second position outright. He's leading his class. Bates back there in the 24. Behind him is Jackson Fraser. As they work their way through the pit turn once again, it's still Ruiz, Bates, Fraser in the battle for second. Kent Fairzeon out by 4.2 seconds now. Jackson Fraser looking like he's keen to put a move on here as they head through the S's. The white flag is out. One lap remaining here. Ruiz in second, Bates in third, and Jackson Fraser in fourth. Fraser puts a wheel into the dirt, coming off the pit turn that time. Coming up on the back marker now of Josh Hart, so the leader just getting the blue lights as the leader doesn't need to get past Hart here. The checker flag at the ready. The leader's decided he's not going to try and go past the back marker. And Fairzeon takes the victory. Ruiz comes home in second. Third place is Zach Bates. Fraser, then it's Campbell, Boulding. Fitzsimmons and Bryant will be the next two through. And behind him is Josh Hart, who, as I mentioned, almost went a lap down. The KA4 Junior Lights are up next in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. All right, getting set now for a start here in the final for Junior KA4s. Russell Mayo on the pole, Mia Bolton in the 23 on the outside of the front row, Thomas Sargent's in the 47, all three of those drivers having had a win today. Well, they're going green as Mayo got a huge jump off the inside of the front row. It's Bolton slots into second position. Sargent, I think, has got back up to third as they're all single file now. Unfortunately for Theodore Levains, he is off the circuit after he was supposed to start in fourth position. So that's a disappointing end to his weekend of racing. Mayo leads from Bolton, then it's Sargent. Back then after that, I think, is Mazzaroli. Mazzaroli in the 61 car runs up in fourth place now, having made the move on Cameron Ward. Ryan Mills is back behind Bailey Sweeney in the 3 car. Then it's Greentree, Motby, and then it's Strickland and McLeod. But the race is at the front of the field. Three race winners from three previous heats as they come through the dip. And Mayo, Bolton straight up the inside. Great move there. And Bolton will take the lead. She has a good line through the S's. Doesn't open the door up for the cutback. And Mia Bolton will lead the way in the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit. Mia Bolton in the 23, listed as a Grenfell driver. Russell Mayo back there in second from North Shore Karting Club at Eastern Creek. And then it's Grenfell's Thomas Sargent in the 47. Bolton now. Mayo, Bolton, they touch as they head into the braking zone. Bolton holding on to the lead for the moment. They're side by side again. Oh, they touch again. And this time Bolton up into the air. And I think that's thrown a chain. So Mia Bolton, unfortunately, take no further part in this race. Mayo is out in front. No. You want yellow on one. The card's here. Thomas Sargent up the inside. Mayo now takes the pass. Mayo, as he heads through the final turn, it's Russell Mayo in front, Thomas Sargent in second. Then it's Massaroli, Ward, Sweeney, Mills, Greentree. Further back then to Motby, Strickland, and then it's McLeod who runs at the back of the field. So Mayo is extremely aggressive here in this final. It's the shakedown for the New South Wales State Karting Championships at the end of April. And we're seeing some very, very interesting battles in preparation for that next meeting. Russell Mayo leading the way in the 17 kart. Now, Mia Bolton has the fastest lap of the race. A 33.910 is the fastest lap of the race. The next best is Thomas Sargent. It's actually Jordan Massaroli with a 33.960. Thomas Sargent has got a 36.965 and Mayo a 33.970. So there's not much between those. In fact, Mayo goes fastest now with a 33.862. So Mayo now the fastest card on the circuit. Sargent still right on his back bumper as they head down into the dip once again. Mayo opens the door and Sargent's through. Thomas Sargent, your new race leader. A good clean move there. Just in the deep braking zone for the S's. And Sargent through, and with that, the fastest lap of the race. So that is a huge effort there to go fastest whilst making a pass. And a 33.776 is the new marker for this race and the fastest lap. Mayo, well, we've seen he doesn't want to be out of the lead for long, but Sargent covers his line that time. And Sargent leading the way. Mayo, then it's Massaroli, Ward, Sweeney, Mills. Further back then to Greentree. Motby, Strickland and McLeod. Now coming up on some back markers, that'll be the cart of Thomas McLeod. So the Brew lights will be at the ready as Sargent heads down. So they'll have blue lights at one this time by. Blue lights all round as the leader come up onto the back of McLeod. He gets out of the way, and that was a good move there. Oh, now, unfortunately, the third place man getting caught. That is Cameron Ward, who just had got past Massaroli and then just got caught by the back marker. So Ward and Massaroli having a great battle of their own. As the race leader heads back up around the top of the circuit, it's still Sargent and Mayo battling it out here. As the race leader is Thomas Sargent. The door's open though, and Mayo goes through. Mayo, oh, breaks late and is able to clean up as he comes back through. The white flag is out. Mayo and Sargent, what can they do? The Tegra cart from Grenfell up against the Full Throttle Race Engines cart from Eastern Creek. They work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Sargent looking to try and set up for a run down the hill. He goes wide as Mayo's covering the inside line into the dip. He'll cover as they look like they almost touch. He covered the inside then, going into the braking zone of the S's. As Sargent looks to try and make a move at the checkered flag, but Mayo has him covered. And Mayo takes the victory from Sargent, Ward, Mazzaroli. Then it's back to Sweeney, Mills, Motby, the first of the P-platers. Then it's Greentree, Strickland, and McLeod is a lap down. In fact, Strickland, yeah, he's coming through now in the 44 cart. So some great racing there. Russell Mayo taking out the final in what was a full contact race, you would have to describe it as. Well, after the excitement of the junior lights, the junior heavies now have got something to live up to here as they come out for their final. Nicholas Caruso starting from the pole. He has had a heat win in heat number two with a second and a fourth place result. Lachlan Manif has had consistency on his side, with a third, fourth, and a second. Taylor Harness, a fourth, a second, and a third, has them on equal points. But the second place finish for Manif in heat number three gets him on the second grid position. Jordan Giannopoulos, two heat wins, but a DNF has crueled him. And fortunately, it's all on the final because he can make it up here from position four. Jaden Boulding had a seventh and a third, whilst William Callanan had a fifth and a seventh. Taylor Chancellor, of course, has sixth. She won't be taking part in this heat. Then it's the P-platers, Sasha Stefanovic, and eighth, fifth and seventh result. Joshua Bianchini with a ninth, eighth and fifth. And then Braden Taylor with a tenth and 2 6th places. They're almost in formation here, so we'll look to get a start in just a few moments now. Away and racing, good even start. It looks like it's gone to the outside of Manif. The 28 cart gets the jump and he will lead them up the hill for the first time. So Lachlan Manif, yet to have a race win today, and he is at the moment in the perfect position. And second place is Caruso. In fact, no, it's a 35. So already getting up into second position is Giannopoulos. Giannopoulos with those two race wins and a DNF in heat number two. We'll see him right on the back bumper of the 28. Then we go back to Caruso in the 13, who's got Taylor Harness right on his back bumper. A gap back then to Callanan. Then it's Stefanovic, Bianchini and Taylor making up the running order. So your leader is Manif side by side into the dip that time. And it's worked out for Taylor Harness because I can't see Caruso anymore. Caruso has dropped back to about fourth position. And, well, it lost a bit of time going across the grass because I saw them entering that dip side by side and then I only saw Harness come out. So that's what's happened there and that's why Caruso now has some ground to make up. Manif has shown good speed right throughout today but has had to work his way through the traffic on a number of occasions. He's got involved in a bit of shenanigans as well. But at the moment, he's got clear track in front of him. He's worrying about the man behind him, though, in Jordan Giannopoulos, because Giannopoulos has also shown some great pace today, and he's just taken the fastest lap of the race, a 34.374 for Jordan Giannopoulos, as Manif's fastest lap was 34.431. He gets some breathing room now as he heads into the S's. Race leader is still Lachlan Manif as he comes across the line to complete lap number four. Manif from Giannopoulos, Harness, Caruso, Callinan. Then it's Stefanovic, Bianchini, Taylor rounding out the running order. Now Giannopoulos still about three cart lengths back as he goes through the dip here. Doesn't really close up the gap that much into the S's as they head through the final turn and up the start-finish straight. It's Manif who has got the advantage. Giannopoulos in second, Harness in third. Not being caught by Caruso at all. Callinan's back there in fifth position. Stefanovic, Bianchini, Taylor, all making their way through the top turns now. So Lachlan Manif, a third, a fourth, and a second, but as I mentioned, has been doing extremely well, just hasn't got through the traffic. He got a front row starting position here, and Manif has made the most of it. For Caruso, he'd be frustrated. He was the best qualified after the three heats, but just didn't get the start the way he would have liked, and then has been mired in battles up until he came off the track and now runs in fourth position. Callinan, of course, involved in the incident with Taylor Chancellor in heat number one and then disqualified out of heat number three. So he's had some work to do to get himself back up through the field. Lachlan Manif, though, takes the fastest lap of the race once again with a 34.220. So showing plenty of speed and, in fact, increasing his lead. He's out to more than half a second now at the front of the field. So the best battle on the circuit, actually, is the battle of the P-platers. Stefanovic in the 87, the 88 of Bianchini, and the 19 of Braden Taylor. So that's certainly a great battle going on there for about 6th, 7th and 8th positions. So as the leader heads down into the S's, the battle that we're talking about is on the back straight. The gap is fluctuating still between 1st and 2nd, but at the moment a pass, and it is Bianchini ahead of Stefanovic now. And Bianchini just starting to pull away from Stefanovic now that Joshua Bianchini has got some clear track ahead of him. So Sasha Stefanovic and Braden Taylor rounding out the running order. And Stefanovic and Taylor still having a good battle of their own at the back of the field. So race leader Lachlan Manif now with just two laps left to run. The gap is 0.7 of a second, so it has been fluctuating a bit. The last lap, 0.1 of a second the difference, the advantage going to Manif. So Manif looks set to take out the victory here in the pre-final. Sorry, in the final, in the shakedown for the 2016 New South Wales State Karting Championships here next month. As the white flag waves, Lachlan Manif is going to break his winless run here at Canberra today as he is out in front in a confident position going into the state championships next outing here at Canberra. He heads through the S's for the final time, and Manif to the checkered flag will take the victory. Manif takes the win from Giannopoulos Harness. Caruso's the next cart through. Behind him is Callanan, Bianchini, Stefanovic, and Taylor will round out the running order. Open performance and tag. 125 light finals are up next here in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship of 2016. All right, we're getting set now for a start here in open performance and tag light. Now in open performance, Adrian Hogan and Robert Hogan are not heading out onto the circuit. So that by default means that if John McCabe takes the green light and completes one lap, he's going to get the checkered flag and he'll be marked as the victor. For the rest of the field, though, you've got Chris Bregoni in the 4, Corey Donnelly in the 61, Brent Blakey in the 72, and Hayden Cox in the 21. Bregoni has had a win, a second, and a win. Donnelly with a second, a win, and a fourth. Then Brent Blakey, a DNF, a third, and a second. And Hayden Cox, a fourth, fifth, and a third. So unfortunately, Paul Monaghan in tag 125 light is not going to head out there. Now McCabe about to start, well, has started his first lap racing, and it's the 4 of Bregoni who gets the jump and leads the way through the pit turn for the first time. Behind him, Donnelly in the 61, then it's back to Blakey in the 72 as he heads down the pit straight. Cox in the 21 runs at the back of the field. So McCabe leading the way here in the only open performance that is still out there. The 4 is Bregoni. Corey Donnelly is the 61. Brent Blakey is the 72. And Hayden Cox the 21. So as they head down the back straight, all single file, no one really battling for position at yet. So John McCabe, he completes his two laps and goes into the pits. He is now going to be officially scored as the winner of open performance today. And he leaves the track clear now for the rest of the battle. Bregoni in the 4, leading the way from Corey Donnelly in the 61. Brent Blakey in the 72 is about cart length and a half behind Donnelly. So Donnelly in that 61 CRG under some pressure now as old Blakey right onto the back bumper. Donnelly made a meal of getting into the S's that time, and that has allowed Blakey to catch right up onto his back bumper through the pit turn, and Donnelly pulls about a half a cart length back from Blakey as they work their way up the pit straight. Around the top of the circuit now, and Blakey just losing a little bit of ground to Donnelly. As we've seen right throughout the day, Donnelly's cart very, very quick as he pulls away in that middle section of the straight. But it's Blakey who's got the braking performance that allows him to close in once again. So as the race leader heads through the pit turn, Blakey gets a wheel into the dirt now. Bregoni is your race leader in cart number 4. 61 is Corey Donnelly. The 72 is Brent Blakey, and the 21 is Hayden Cox. And it looks like Donnelly's responded to the pace of Blakey now as he starts to pull away from the 72 cart. So it's the Karting World Tony Kart of Chris Bregoni who leads the way. A best lap, a 32.360 for Chris Bregoni. Corey Donnelly's best lap, a 32.519. Blakey's best lap, a 32.491. And Hayden Cox's best lap, a 32.736. So as the leaders head through the S's once again, our race leader is still Chris Bregoni. as he completes half race distance now. Six laps in the book. And he, well, looks to convert two race wins and a second place to a class victory as he heads down into the S's there. Looks quite confident, goes quite deep under brakes, drives it in hard, but doesn't swing too wide through the left-hander of the S's, which is an important part of this track. Getting that right sets up turns 12 and 13 around the run up the start finish straight. So as Bregoni leading the way, Donnelly under some more pressure now as Brent Blakey has found some pace and closed in again. So Blakey in the 72, all over the back of the 61 once again. And Blakey really looking to try and make a move. Donnelly seems to have that mid-straight speed where he gets that cart length advantage again. And Blakey will just close him down in the heavy braking zones, particularly going into the S's. So with three laps left to run this time by, class leader is Bregoni from Donnelly, Blakey and Cox as they come across the start finish line. The race leader is still Bregoni with a 32.5 that last lap, Donnelly a 32.8 and Blakey a 32.7. So Blakey's got the pace there. He just can't set up for the pass. Again, he goes in deep under brakes. Oh, Donnelly just very slow through the S's that time. But Blakey cannot do anything about it. He's just having to run in his wheel tracks and just hope that the door might just get ajar far enough that he'll be able to make a pass here towards the conclusion. As the white flag will be out this time by. Again, Blakey deep under brakes. Donnelly just covering him off. The white flag is out. And it is Bregoni who leads the way. Bregoni, your race leader. Donnelly in the 61, under pressure from Blakey here on this final lap. Can Blakey make a move this time? No, he's too far back. Donnelly under brakes, though, getting very squirrely. And this is Blakey's chance. Can he set something up through the final turn? Checkered flag waves for Bregoni. Donnelly has got Blakey covered. And Blakey comes home in third, with Cox back there in fourth position. So out on the circuit now is the KA3 juniors. And it'll be Thomas Sargent with two race wins, starting from the pole. Taylor Harness with two seconds and a win out of position number two. And then it's Nicholas Caruso with three thirds that will start out of position number three. So as we get set for a start, two Grenfell drivers and one from Lithgow is the formation here. As we get set for a start, Taylor Harness not afraid to go for a big move off the start. But it's Sargent who gets the run this time. And Sargent leads the way into the pit turn for the first time. So Sargent, Harness and Caruso is the running order. Sargent, when he's got in front, has been able to pull away quite easily. So we'd expect to see this once again. But what can Taylor Harness do here in the final? She stays with him for the moment. Just see her soaring a little bit on the front wheels as she was going into the S's. That's normally an indication that she's trying to catch the back end of the cart. So under braking, that cart might be starting to walk. Temperature's still not completely up on these tyres, so we'll see if that condition continues. But already Sargent is out to a handy buffer of about 4 cart lengths here at the start. Working their way through the dip now. And again, you can see Harness just taking a couple of bites into the first of the S's as they work their way through the kink and into the pit turn. It's Sargent with a 33.234. Harness with a 33.588 and Caruso with a 33.733. So again, it's Sargent in the Tegra cart leading the way. Good start for this shakedown to the New South Wales State Karting Championships here at Canberra. As they work their way down the back straight once again, Harness now getting to pull away from Nicholas Caruso, who runs in third place. So she's making some breathing room for herself. And Sargent, in the 47, leads the way. Taylor Harness in the 48. And then back to Caruso in the 3 cart. Now, Taylor Harness has taken the fastest lap of the race, a 33.143. So that is just under 0.09 seconds faster than Sargent's best lap. As I mentioned, on the 29th of April, Friday the 29th of April, the New South Wales State Karting Championships will be held here at Canberra. Should be an exciting weekend of racing. We're expecting a huge number of entries, and with some special announcements and events going on the Friday, it will be a big weekend indeed. As the leaders make their way around the top of the circuit, so in preparation to that event, the club has got a general club meeting at the Power Kart Raceway Conference Room on March the 22nd. Where all members are encouraged to attend to help with the preparations of this huge meeting. It's not a round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, of course. It's purely the one-off state karting. Well, it's the first round, of course, of the state karting championship. And it should be one of the biggest events we've had here in Canberra for many years. As the leader, Thomas Sargent, oh, in trouble here. He's thrown a chain. So Thomas Sargent, who looked like he was cruising to a victory, now finds himself sitting at the bottom of the circuit. And he will take no further part. Taylor Harness now with under 3 laps left to run. Out in front of Nicholas Caruso. She has a 6.8 second gap. So doesn't have to do anything too fancy here. Unfortunate for Sargent, who had just the lap before set a new fastest lap of the race, a 32.927. So 32.927 here late in the day is an exceptional lap. Just looking at the fastest laps throughout the day so far in this KA3 class, you've had a 32.943 in heat 1. In the heat of the day, It was a 33.126 for Sargent again. In the third heat, it was a 32.883. And Sargent, even though he won't finish his final, he will have had the fastest lap of all four races today. And interestingly enough, the 32.927, I think, will be the fastest of the day in the KA3 juniors. So Taylor Harness out in front. And in a comfortable position now, over 9.5 seconds ahead of Nicholas Caruso. So the Mad Harry Steele, cart number 48 from Grenfell, leading the way here to the checkered flag. And it'll be Taylor Harness who takes the victory. Taylor Harness taking the win from Nicholas Caruso in second position. As we get set now for the KA3s and 4 seniors, along with the tag restricted heavies, starting order will be Jamie Prendergast in the 23. Now the 77 of Thomas McDonald, he is out there. He's had 2 DNFs. In fact, he's had 3 DNFs today. So it's been a tough day for Thomas McDonald from Newcastle. Zach Phelan in the 49 starts out of 3. Simon Kendrick in the 55 out of 4. Luke Seymour in the 10. Then it's Graham Stevens. 32 is Philip Bowen. Pat Callanan's in the 82. And Malcolm Inman is in the 44. Philip Middleton has withdrawn from the event. So 3 classes out there, 3 class battles. I'm looking for a start this time by Prendergast and McDonald are away. Even start in the second group. Looks like Kendrick got the advantage. Kendrick's had some fast laps, but hasn't had the results he would have hoped for. 2 seconds and a third. Luke Seymour's had 2 class wins and a DNF after there was some contact in that third heat, which went unseen by most. I'm sure that Seymour knows what happened, though. He had a broken NASA panel, which caused him to retire from the race. So as the leader heads across the start-finish line, Jamie Prendergast in the 23 cart leads the way from Thomas McDonald. Then it's back to Kendrick, Seymour, Phelan, Bowen, Stevens, Callanan and Iman rounding out the field. So as the leaders once again cross the start-finish line, the gap was 0.2 of a second last lap. It's 0.3 of a second on this lap. So Prendergast just starting to pull away. The Griffith driver in the Prendy's Auto MIA tyres entry ahead of the JC karting number 77 of Thomas McDonald. Kendrick's in the 55. That's the DKS Race Engines Rotax. They come across the line. Prendergast, your race leader. McDonald. McDonnelly. Then it's back to Kendrick, who's got Seymour right on his back bumper again. Seymour, fastest man on the circuit, a 33.94. So Seymour looking for a chance now to make a pass on Kendrick in the 55. Kendrick in that 55 cart now. Seymour right behind him. It's North Shore versus Combined Districts as they work their way around top of the circuit. And now, Seymour really starting to push the point. Kendrick looking good, though, as he works his way. Through across the start finish line. And that time, it was a 33.93 to a 33.99. Nothing between this battle for third and fourth. And of course, it's a class battle as well for the restricted heavies. So into the S's once again. Kendrick in the 55. Seymour in the 10. Seymour's got the run this time. And two Sodi carts. And for Kendrick in an Esprit. And Seymour in the Sodi. They work their way around the top of the circuit. It's still Kendrick ahead of Seymour as the race leader, Jamie Prendergast, continues to open up his advantage over second place man McDonald. It's 1.2 seconds, then back to this battle in third place that we've been concentrating on, the 55 and the 10. That gap is 0.2 of a second, and it relates to, at this speed, about 2 to 3 cart lengths at the most. They head through the S's, now through 12 and 13. And again, Kendrick just finding the way to keep that cart ahead of Seymour, who looks like he's got the advantage. Now, Seymour comes off the pit turn, pulls out of the slipstream. He's looking for an opening, but Kendrick doing a great job here, maintaining his pace and defending his line at the same time. Zach Phelan in the 49 is the next car through. And then a big gap back to Phyllis Buen. That's 7.8 seconds. The gap between fifth and sixth. Malcolm Imman, Graham Stevens, and then Pat Callanan rounds out the running order. So, as the leader heads down into the S's, it's still Prendergast with two laps left to go. Prendergast leading the way. Now Seymour looking to make a move on Kendrick. They're side by side through the top turns, but Kendrick is able to hold him off once again. Kendrick in third, Seymour in fourth. As they work their way across the start finish line to start the final lap. Kendrick in the Sodi card. The Esprit of Seymour, nose to tail now as they head up the back straight, up the pit straight once again, around the top turns. Seymour pushing hard here. But what can he do? Kendrick has the advantage. Back markers now of Stevens catching Prendergast. The checkered flag. Checkered flag at the way at the end. It is Prendergast who takes the victory. Prendergast at the line ahead of McDonald. He just got past Graham Stevens in the 24 card at the line. Then it was back to Kendrick, Seymour, Phelan, Bowen, and Inman Callahan rounding out the running order. Greg Jones in the 51 won't take part if in this final here in the restricted lights. his cart off the circuit already. The flashing lights are on. It'll be Corey Donnelly in the 60 who starts from the pole with two wins and a third. Rodney Phillips, very fast in that heat number three. He starts out of two with a second, a fourth, and a win. Jordan Phillips, a third, second, and fourth. Scott Chatson has also been quick but had a DNF in heat one with a third and a second today. Royce Gay, Adam Martin, then it's Trent Ether and Jordan Maloney. As we go racing, even start, Rodney Phillips on the inside of the pit turn is going to hold that advantage as Corey Donnelly shuffled back to second position. Jordan Phillips is up there in third as well. So good start for Rodney Phillips, who just stayed on the outside line going through the kink, which set him up for the optimal line into the pit turn. Good even start. And Rodney Phillips now with Corey Donnelly in the 60 card all over his back bumper. Then it's back to the 46 of Jordan Phillips. Further back then to Scott Chadson. Chadson, oh, as Phillips goes wide around the top turns and that opens the door for Donnelly. So Donnelly, your new race leader as he makes the move in the top turns. Now, what can Phillips do to respond? Donnelly down into the braking zone, into the S's. And it's Phillips, Rodney Phillips, with Jordan Phillips right on his back bumper as well. They come through the final turn and up the start finish straight. And it's the 60 of Corey Donnelly who leads the way once again. So work through the pit turn and up the pit straight. It looks like Corey Donnelly has solidified his position at the front of the field. Rodney Phillips, well, I don't think he expected a move that quickly. He tried to go side by side all the way around the top turns, but it didn't pay off. And in the end, Corey Donnelly is your race leader. Corey Donnelly with a 33.664, starting to pull away from Rodney Phillips, who's now under pressure from the 46 of Jordan Phillips. Scott Chasen's back there with Gay, Ether, Martin and Maloney. So race leader, Corey Donnelly, 33.285 on that last lap. Phillips, Rodney Phillips, getting away from Jordan Phillips, but then made a bit of a meal of it through the S's. And now, back under pressure from Jordan Phillips again, and Scott Chasen is right there in the thick of the battle. Oh, problems for the 89 cart now. That's Jordan Maloney. So he had a DNF in heat number one. He actually had a did not start in heat number one. And in the final here, he pulls his cart from the circuit. And he won't go any further. So as the leader heads back through turn 13 and onto the start finish line. Donnelly leading the way from Rodney Phillips and Jordan Phillips. Fastest cart on the circuit, Scott Chatson in fourth position. That's the 32 cart. He's gone with a 33.264 and he is closed in on the back of the third place runner, the 46 of Jordan Phillips. Rodney Phillips, he missed the apex going into the S's. Jordan Phillips is all over his back bumper now. In fact, I might have got into the back bumper there. That slowed Jordan Phillips down. Scott Chasen tried to make a move as well. Certainly the battle for second, third and fourth is the best one on the circuit. And Corey Donnelly skipping away whilst Rodney Phillips, Jordan Phillips and Scott Chasen are absolutely at their limit. They work down into the S's once again. A better line through that time from Rodney Phillips. Then back to Jordan Phillips. Chasen now. Chatson is just back about three cart lengths this time. And Corey Donnelly gets the fastest lap of the race back with a 33.252. So whilst second, third and fourth are mixing it up, Corey Donnelly's using the opportunity to build himself up a handy buffer. The race leader is cart number 60, Corey Donnelly, as they work their way through the S's once again. Rodney Phillips holding on to that second position. Rodney Phillips had a second, a fourth, and a win. Now, Jordan Phillips, a third, a second, and a fourth place finish. And he's had good speed right throughout the day. He just hasn't been able to convert it with a victory. And right at the moment, he can't find a way past the 45 Sodi cart of Rodney Phillips. As two laps remain, in fact, three laps remain this time by. 10 laps completed. And a new fastest lap of the race to Rodney Phillips. So a 33.207, now the fastest lap of the race. As the race leader. Oh, race leader, Corey Donnelly pulls off the circuit. He's rolled that cart to safety, but I'm not sure how he threw the chain there. Possibly going into the S's that time. And Rodney Phillips has got Scott Chasen now on his back bumper, who made the pass on Phillips when it all went wrong for Donnelly. Now, Corey Donnelly needs to leave his helmet on. Drivers are not supposed to take their helmets off when they get out of their carts. And good to see he's finally remembered that rule and put the helmet back on. As Rodney Phillips, under the white flag, leads the way from Scott Chasen. Now, Chasen, what can he do as he heads around the top of the circuit? Chasen in this last lap, a cart length behind, going through the dip. He's about three cart lengths behind into the braking zone. He messes it up. He misses the apex. And now Jordan Phillips is going to have a big run at him. Although Jordan Phillips got a bit too anxious. Rodney Phillips takes the victory from Scott Chasen. Then it's Jordan Phillips. Royce Gay in the 78 will come home next in the Esprit. Then it's Trent Ether in the Gunning Service Centre, number 68, the first of the P-platers home. Adam Martin next. And unfortunately for Corey Donnelly, he pulled off the circuit on lap number 10 and did not make it to the checkered flag. So the tag 125 restricted light in the book. Tag heavies are up next here in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Tag 125 heavy is out on the circuit now for their final. As we look at Kyle Jackson in the 27, he'll start from the pole. He won heat one, showed great pace right throughout the day, a fifth in heat number two, and then a second in heat number three. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22 had a sixth, a second, and a first. Then it's Tony Brigoni with a second, fourth, and third. Mitchell Wall with a fourth, a first, and an eighth place finish. James Ordish in the 17 had a ninth, a third, and a fifth. Then it was Barry Laver, a 10th and 2 6th place finishes. Tarn Ether, 11th, 8th and 4th. Michael Simpson in the 77 had an 8th, 11th and 7th. Then we'll have Lance Horne, Paul McCabe, Daniel Cataldi as the 11th and final starter out on the circuit. So, supposed to be 14 to greet the starter, but three, Clark, Hogan and Taylor, not making it out there. Looking for a start this time by, and Green, oh, Chancellor bogs down badly, and slots into fourth position as they head through the pit turn. And that allows Jackson with a clean pair of heels at the front of the field. Although, Jackson out in front, he'll come down the hill into the dip as your race leader. Second place will be Brigoni. Brigoni in the 31 with a second, fourth and third throughout the day. Ordish having a great start. Ordish up into third position in the 17. Now Chancellor looking to try and make a move on Ordish as they head around the top of the circuit. So as Jackson leads the way, Bregoni as, oh, Chancellor, big move round the outside, going into the dip to grab third place. So Chancellor up into third, Ordish back into fourth. It looks like Labor just making a meal of it through the S's, and now Wall will get through. He shakes his head as he comes past the start finish line. The Hydro Industries cart just starting to back up a little bit in the field. Tarnitha is back there in seventh position. Simpson, McCabe, Horn and Cataldi round out the runners. As Jackson continues to lead from Bregoni, then it's Chancellor. Behind him, Ordish. Ordish very deep into the S's. As Ordish trying to get that third place back. Further back, then it's Wall, who's looking to try and get himself up onto a podium spot. So Jackson leading the way from Bregoni, Chancellor. And then it's Ordish, who's in a good position still to strike for that podium. Jackson out to a 1 second lead with a fastest lap of 32.961. Bregoni, his best lap of 32.2. His last lap was a 32.4. Was a 33.4, sorry. And Lachlan Chancellor now with a 33.0 is really starting to close in. And put some pressure on the 31 cart that runs in second. That's the Platinum and Karting World Rotax Tony cart of Tony Bregoni. Back then to the cart shed, Ruiz Constructions, number 22 of Lachlan Chancellor, with the cart shed Esprit of James Ordish behind him. So as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit once again, Ordish still keeping the pressure on Chancellor for third position. Chancellor looked like he was closing in on the 31, down through the braking zone. He gets a good run that time to about two cart lengths, maybe three cart lengths, as they come across the start finish line. And the battle for second, not quite there yet. But as they head along the back straight, it'll be interesting to see if Ordish can do anything coming off the top turns, because the 31 looks like it is being caught by the 22. And this time Chancellor gets a better run out of the top turns onto the back straight. And so Ordish is not in a position to challenge. So with five laps left to run. Five laps left here in this tag 125 heavy battle. It's Kyle Jackson from Wollongong in the E Strategies JCX30 that leads the way. The Tony Kart Rotax of Tony Bregoni runs in second from the North Shore Kart Club. And then it's back to Chancellor with Ordish behind him. So fairly static throughout the field. No one making a challenge at the moment. As the race leader, Kyle Jackson, heads back down into the S's once again. His best lap, a 32.9. That is a great lap. 32.97 for Bregoni, the only other kart in the 32s. Ordish still 0.3 of a second behind Chancellor in fourth place. So that battle looks like it's been resolved. And it looks like our top three, failing any sort of disaster, will be as they head through the S's now. It's Jackson, Bregoni, and then Chancellor. Ordish and Wall will make up the five. Further back then, oh, Barry Laver just runs wide And he ran so wide that he wasn't even being challenged by Michael Simpson, but Simpson will take the place off him, and now he is going to be challenged because behind Simpson was Train Ether, and Train Ether is keen to grab a couple more spots. So, Labour now in the middle of a heated battle as the white flag is out. And a heated battle of his own creation because he ran so wide through the final turn. This time he gets a better line off the final corner. And he goes up the inside of Simpson, trying to get to the kink first. Doesn't make the move stick, but gee, there's an ambitious move by Barry Labour in the 7 card. The checkered flag's at the ready. As Ordish throws it down, he's sideways, dirt tracking it into the S's on this final lap. Checkered flag goes to Kyle Jackson. Tony Bregoni comes home in second. Lachlan Chancellor third. James Ordish did everything in his power to throw away a fourth place finish, but somehow managed to stay there. Mitchell Walls in fifth. Then it's Simpson, Labour. Behind Simpson and Labour, it is Ether, McCabe, Horn and Cataldi. So the KZ2 final is up next here in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. The KZ2 Super Series heading out onto the circuit now. And it is Josh Buchanan, who was the fastest man in qualifying in the Euros qualifying session earlier today, who won the pre-final after fluffing the start on two occasions. He had a fourth and a second place finish in the heats, but he starts at the front of the circuit this time. Dean Starling won the first two heats, second in the pre-final. Then it's the 27 of Josh Pontillo in the 27. Then it's Nipperis in the 16. Dylan Pintolini in the 38. Daniel Orsini's in the 19. Michael Peace is in the 46. Unfortunately, Jack Westcombe Casey, Kouros Amiri, and Tim Thornton all out of the running this weekend. So as the KZ2 Super Series final is about to get underway, we need to thank the series sponsors, Race Culture Motorsport Design, along with the support from Quick Pixels Photography. The points up for grab, 25 points up for grab here in the final. 20 laps the race distance. 20 points for second, 16 for third, 13 for fourth, 11 for fifth, and 10 points for sixth place. As they've pulled up too far forward. So now they've told them to do one more lap. So the leaders have pulled up on the wrong start line. They were having some problems with the delay on the wireless lights in the earlier races, which saw the boom, the drivers who were watching the boom, getting an advantage off the drivers who were watching the lights in turn one. So then they decided that they would start them all from the third marked row on the grid. And unfortunately, the first race, Josh Buchanan brought them up to the very front row, and this time he's brought them to the second row. So now hopefully he'll follow the instructions of the officials and start them here in the third row, so everyone's watching the same set of lights and there won't be any delay. So they're in formation now. Matthew Nipperis, I can't see the 16 card out there. The 16 card is off the circuit and there's a problem here. So the 16 card off the circuit. He's just trying to get himself fired back up. As Matthew Nipperis now gets fired away. So that's two aborted starts so far. Hopefully no one's tried to skimp on fuel with the 20 laps that is about to take place. So Matthew Nipperis, he's trying to find a gear. In fact, he's just looking now for them to come through so he's not sitting too long on the start line. He's just crawling forward. And he'll pull himself into position number 4 was his grid spot. So once again, thanks to Race Culture Motorsport Designs and Quick Pixel Photography as they all pull into their correct grid positions now. The yellow flag is up. They don't start on the yellow flag. They start on the green. Away again. Buchanan gets balked at the start. And it's Starling who leads the way into turn number 1. So Dean Starling in the 4 is the man who gets the jump away as they head around the top of the circuit. Nipperis got a good start out of 3. It looked like Pontello got balked behind Buchanan as once again he's had a shocker off the start line. So also getting a good start was Pettini. So Pettini up into 4th position. No, he's been shuffled back one spot now as Pontello goes back to 4th. So the 38 of Pettini got off the line well, but then has dropped back a spot here on the lap number 1 as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Starling in the 4 and Buchanan in the 12. The battle at the front of the field. Nipperis in the 16. Then it's back to the 27. That's Pontello. Then it's Pintolini in the 38, who's got a gap between him and Orsini in the 19 and Peace in the 46. The battle at the front of the field, 18 laps, just under 18 laps to go as they work their way across the dip. And Buchanan around the outside of Starling as he makes a meal of it going through the dip. And Buchanan pounced. Now, Buchanan, who was the fastest man in qualifying, he's had a few moments today. He works his way back to the front of the field. And the 12 cart of Josh Buchanan, the TB cart, JV Motorsports entry from Lithgow. Fastest lap of the race then, a 31.454. As now Nipperis looking to go up the inside, side by side, through the S's. Can't do the move there. Starling under all sorts of pressure as he comes back onto the start finish straight. And now Nipperis, who tried to go up the inside coming off the last turn of Starling, got himself into a jackpot there. And Pontolino is all over him as well. So this time, Nipperis on the inside, coming off the top turns. They're side by side as they head down in towards the dip. Nipperis and Starling. Starling holds on. What a great battle there. Starling holds on to second for the moment. Nipperis falling back a couple of cart lengths as he works through the S's now. And Pontello is right there in the thick of things in the 27 cart as well. Back then to the 38 of Pintini. He's right in there, looking for an opportunity as these carts are using every inch of racetrack and putting on a great show. Buchanan, though, is out in front. So he is looking at 25 points from round number 1 going into his coffers at the start of the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. He comes across the start-finish line to complete lap number 6. 14 laps remain. As Starling has skipped away from Nipperis now. Pontello, Pintolini, all back there battling for that third place. And Starling, well, he showed some great speed earlier in the day, remembering that these guys are using the same tyres as they qualified on. Now, in this final, they've had some hard racing throughout the day. So has there been any tyre management going on? As Buchanan has the easy run at the front of the field, remembering that easy is a 31.6 second lap and they're getting up over 125 kilometres per hour as they come through the dip on the back straight. Starling again being caught by Nipperis in the 16 cart, and all over the back of that 16 cart is a Pontello. So Pontello in that 27 wants that third place from Nipperis, and Nipperis is dead keen to get up into second place here ahead of the four of Starling, but at the moment Starling's doing enough to hold off the challengers as Buchanan is racing away into the sunset. Nipperis makes the move up into second place as Starling that time just broke too early, and this time now he gets punted off the circuit by the 27. I don't know if there's contact, but Starling certainly took evasive action there, which saw him into the grass. So Pontello now up into third. Starling, who won two heats at the beginning of the day, is back into fifth position because Pintolini has got past him as well. Nipperis, what can he do with clear track in front of him now? It is his home racetrack. It's the circuit that he'd be most comfortable on here as he works through the pit turn once again. Buchanan is out to a 2.2 second lead and has set the fastest lap of the race. But Nipperis has just responded with a 31.5 second lap to Buchanan's 32.2. Buchanan is just running the pace he needs to now, but in a moment or so he might start hearing the engine of Nipperis behind him and realise that he's going to have to react. The gap is across the line 2.1 seconds, so it stayed fairly consistent there as Buchanan, Nipperis and Pontello work their way around the top of the circuit. So Pintolini and Starling, Orsini and Peace running order as we are about to complete lap number 12. So nine laps remaining as Buchanan comes across the start-finish line. Nipperis, has he been able to close that gap? Well, fractionally, but it's down now to 1.9 seconds. Then it's back to Pontello in the 27. That's the Parolin cart's Pontello engine sponsorship on that 27. He comes from Lithgow, as does our leader, Josh Buchanan. So they know each other fairly well. As Dylan Pintini from the North Shore Karting Club with a Modena CRG combination. That's similar to what Matthew Nipperis is running. So as the leader heads down, as I mentioned, through this part of the track to the dip off the back straight, over 125 kilometres per hour is the speeds they're reaching on the 6-speed gearbox, 50 horsepower engines of KZ2, one of the most exciting classes in karting, as we see them come through the pit turn now. The gap back out to 2.2, so Buchanan has responded to the challenge from Nipperis, and he is consolidating his lead at the front of the field. 15 laps to be completed this time by Nipperis, going in as deep as he possibly could that time, as Pintolini is in the dirt as well. So as the leader comes across the start-finish line and into the pit turn, Buchanan is out in front. 15 laps completed as we head around the top of the circuit once again. The leader is through the dip. Now he's coming up onto the back of Michael Peace in the 46 cart. So the blue flags will be coming on for the race leader. Peace looks over his shoulder as soon as he got his first blue light and realised that the leaders are on their way, and he's now trying to check to make sure he doesn't get involved in this battle at the front of the circuit. He's doing a good job of pulling out of the way here, and good work by Michael Peace. Josh Buchanan not affected at all. In fact, Peace now just rolling down the back straight, allowing everyone to come through before he pulls back on and starts picking up pace once again. Now, the battle for second, Nipperis and Pontello, that's down to about 0.3 of a second, about four card lengths at the start-finish line as they head back up the pit straight. So that battle for second is certainly not resolved. Pintolini and Starling are also closing in on each other, so Starling looking to recapture some extra points as the championship for the KZ2 Super Series continues on throughout the year. Every point is going to matter. You can tell that. And Starling is almost onto the back of the 38. Once again, Dylan Pintolini. So Pintolini working his way through the pit turn. At the moment, Starling still two cart lengths back. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, Starling is closed in. Pintolini goes wide, sideways, coming off the top turn. And Starling now is going to give himself an opportunity here. Pintolini banging down through the gears into the S's as the white flag is out. Buchanan leads the way. Nipperis has got some breathing room. Pintolini, though, doesn't have any breathing room whatsoever. Starling is back there in fifth position. As the leader, Buchanan, heads back down the back straight for the final time. Through the dip. And Buchanan, he set the fastest lap. He won the pre-final. And he's coming home to win the final here in the first round of the Race Culture KZ2 Super Series. Matthew Nipperis home in second. Then it's Joshua Pontello. Third place. Fourth place is Pintolini. Dean Starling comes home in fourth. Daniel Orsini in the 19 will be back there in sixth position behind Starling and Peace. One lap down after the 20 laps of racing. Some fantastic racing to kick off the Race Culture Motorsport Designs New South Wales KZ2 Super Series here at Canberra. And, well, Josh Buchanan, he was good at the start of the day. He was good at the end of the day and takes all 25 points with him to the second round. Matthew Nipperis comes home in second and third place goes to the 27 of Joshua Pontello. The next meeting here at Canberra is the big one. It's the New South Wales State Karting Championships. And it will be an exciting weekend. There's a lot of announcements to be made, particularly on the Friday of that event. So make sure you are here for all the action on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May. Thanks once again to all the officials who have helped out throughout today's racing. And we look forward to seeing you back here in Canberra on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May for, as I said, the New South Wales State Karting Championships. Have a safe trip home and all the very best until you return.